Okay. Someone still has. Okay. That's better now. Okay. Thank you, members. We need to start the meeting this evening. Unfortunately, the chair has sent apologies and the vice chair is going to be late. So if I could ask for nominations from committee members as to a chair for this evening's meeting.
Michael, I would nominate Councillor Leanne McAvoy to fulfil the role of chair, if she would be willing to take it. Leanne was a chair in the previous year and done a fantastic job of it.
Okay. Everybody else content? Yep. Okay. Julie proposed and seconded, so if you want to take the hot seat now.
Yeah, we'll just stay here someone, is that okay? Okay. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. And I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as a proposer and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Okay, so we'll move on to any apologies and introductions. So, sorry, just a wee second.
Sorry, we're just waiting for any apologies.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Apologies from Councillors McKevitt, McMurray, O'Hare and O'Murray.
That's great, thank you. Any declarations of interest?
Yes, Chair. Just item 26, the financial assistance call. I'm on the executive committee of my club who have applied to this, although there's no names, it's just to no conflict. So item 26.
No problem. Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Yes, Valerie, do you want to come in there? You're on mute, Valerie.
Councillor Casey is running late, but he will be with us.
No problem. That's great. Valerie, thank you. Councillor Gallagher.
Thanks, Chair. It would be item 17. We have a conflict of interest since I'm one of the NHS workers.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, we'll move on to item number 3, the action sheet arising from the AHC committee meeting. Any issues want to be raised or everything okay with it? Yeah. Okay, we'll go through it page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, and page 13. Okay, so Councillor Sharvin proposed and Councillor Gallagher second. Sorry, it's trying to figure out teams and not on a hard copy. Okay, that's great. Thank you. So item number 4 is notice of motion. That's from Councillor Taylor, if I'm correct.
Yes, Chair. Chair, I'm not a member of this committee now. I changed just after the recent AGM of council, so myself and Councillor Lewis have swapped positions now. Do I need to read out the full motion again, given that there's a paper with recommendations on it, or?
No, it was already read at council.
Yeah, so that's okay. Oh, sorry. I suppose, Chair, listen, just briefly, I suppose just many of us would have been aware after the, you know, incident involving, you know, Christian Eriksen at the Euros. I think that was a shock for many of us that day that were watching that match. And I think it struck home, you know, the importance of having, you know, both defibrillator provision and the life-saving skills, obviously, of CPR available in any sporting or community organisation, you know, when God forbid such an incident might happen. And I think it's obviously clear, you know, from the actions that were undertaken that day, you know, that saved his life. And I think, you know, it draws home to us how important it is that, you know, our local sports clubs and facilities have these provisions in place to ensure, as I say, God forbid if such an incident happened, that everybody's fully prepared to react in a way that's going to save somebody's life. And that's probably why, you know, something that I've always been conscious about, particularly somebody that have been involved in sport for quite a bit of long time, you know, active and supporting, and it's something that I've been conscious of, but that certainly, you know, brought it to my attention more about what can we do more as a district council to support, you know, our groups and organisations across the district in regards to this type of a provision. So that's why I brought forward a motion for discussion. Obviously officials have, you know, taken on board the content of that, you know, motion, and they have proposals in place this evening, you know, recommendations as a consequence of my notice of motion, and I certainly welcome that. I suppose just one thing, you know, that I would add to it, I would like to see maybe some time frame as to when we could get an update in terms of how the engagement is working, you know, out with these various clubs and organisations, because I'm always conscious that whenever we're, you know, proceeding with something like this, I would like it to be targeted and proceeded as soon as possible. And I think if we could get it, you know, a time frame, even within the next 6 months, to see where things are with the proposals and recommendations that are included, I would like to maybe add that to that suggestion. I am obviously not a member of the committee, and somebody could propose that. But, you know, I think the inclusion of some sort of, you know, time frame to get an update as to how we're, you know, the engagement, programme engagement is going would be certainly something that I would be keen to see within the recommendations as well. So, and I am suggesting maybe 6 months, you know, down the line, just to see where we are with that. So, I thank the officers for the report, you know, that they've produced tonight. It's detailed, and it brings forward a clear plan of action. Just that one addition in the say of a time frame, I would certainly like to see that in place as well. But, you know, I need, obviously, given that I'm not a member of the committee, I think somebody has proposed and seconded it here now, but I welcome any support that I would get for this tonight, you know, from any members within the chamber.
Okay. Michael is telling me that they're happy to do that, so that's all right. Do you need a proposer and seconder, Michael? Just need a proposer and seconder. Sorry, just bear with me till I get my definitely harder to do.
I think Councillor Lewis and Councillor Sharvin have proposed and seconded. I think.
Yes, that's correct. So, and you're happy enough, Michael? Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Councillor Taylor.
Thank you,
thank you. Okay, then we'll move on to item number 5, the approval of Dorsey Community Association.
Sorry, Chair, just before we move on to item.
Yes, sorry.
You're all right. no, Chair, I'm happy to support Councillor Taylor, but One thing that I wanted to call out is that the Heart Foundation originally did make a contribution to defibrillators to groups, and they're not currently doing that contribution at the moment. So maybe if the council officers could link in with the Heart Foundation to understand if that scheme is going to be reopened. And obviously from the engagement with them and the groups that we're going to be getting in touch with, there may be an opportunity for the council even to have a grant fund after the engagement with the groups to help support this, because a defibrillator box and the defibrillator itself can cost between £1,200 and £1,300. And for groups, you know, looking at the maps that's been provided, right across from Rahulp to Ballyprat over to Trella, there's no defibrillator. And then even in Hilltown and Burn itself, you know, there is no defibrillator highlighted. And to ask community groups or sports groups to find £1,200-£1,300 is a big ask. Whereas if the Heart Foundation was making a contribution, the council potentially make a contribution, that could lessen the burden on those that were asking to have defibrillators. So I think, Chair, if we could add that in, that as part of the engagement, we would look to the council to have a grant fund coming out of the engagements that we have. I'm hoping that Councillor Lewis is happy with that. I'm allowing him to propose, and he got his pee in before me, so I'm happy a second.
Happy enough, Councillor Lewis?
Yes, that's
fine. Yeah. Michael, everything okay there? Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Councillor Sharvin.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Councillor Traynor.
Thanks, Chair. No, it was just my colleague Councillor Sharvin just raised it there. We were looking at some of the gaps, and I suppose one of the comments I'd maybe ask for Council of Officers is that where there are gaps, specifically I'm thinking there of Tralee, where there's nothing between Ballykinder and Clough. However, we have quite a major beach in Tralee, which, especially during the summer season, sees an influx of tourists and other users. We obviously maintain that ourselves, and we have, you know, there's a physical building there at present, and I know that obviously there may be plans possibly in the future, I don't know, but would it be worthwhile looking into buildings or into areas where there is those sorts of gaps, where we may have an imprint ourselves as council to maybe provide such AEDs as well? And as I say, I'm using Terrell as the example because it's council owned beach, council maintained, and, you know, maybe that's somewhere where there's a gap there. There's quite an influx of tourists, and especially in the summer season, and that would be an area maybe to target as well. And certainly, as Councillor Sharvin raised there, Hilltown, which is quite a major settlement, having no provision within the maps. And maybe if council again had facilities there, would there not be some sort of exploratory exercise that could ascertain whether there are council facilities that can be utilised as well as the community sector? Because somebody,
Chair, Councillor Taylor here again, Chair. I think probably that's why I wanted this time frame in place, because obviously that's what part of this engagement is about, to try and establish where there are weaknesses in the, you know, in terms of that provision. And I think that's why it would, if we could come back within those 6 months and then look at a further plan of action as to how we deal with the gaps and deal with those. You know, but as I say, there's been areas identified there already where there's clear emissions. But I think if we could, within that time frame, then come back and work on a further, you know, plan of action as to how we deal with those gaps, that would be important.
I'm going to take Owen in.
Thanks, Chair. It's just those maps are those that are registered with Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, so it may be a gap in registration rather than a gap, because I've no doubt that there's a defibrillator at Clonduff GAA Club in Hilltown. You know, every GAA club has a defibrillator. So part of what the work my staff are going to do is looking whether to make sure that these things get registered. But I suppose if it's not registered in some ways, it might as well not be there. But just that it may well be that there's defibrillators present there, but they're just not, they're not registered with NIAS.
Yeah, Councillor Tenley.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just to just endorse what Owen said there. To the best of my knowledge, Chairperson, all GAA clubs would have them. I seen that map had sort of shown one for Strever, but I personally would be aware of a minimum of three within the village here. So that's, Owen has already given the explanation. They may well not just be registered. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, happy to move on then. Mike, if you want to come in.
Yep, thank you, Chair. As part of the decision is that we'll report back in 6 months, it's our intention, as Owen has said, to reach out to all those clubs and certainly all our facilities to try and make sure they're all covered. So we will bring a detailed report back, hopefully in slightly less than 6 months, but a maximum of 6 months to let you know how we're doing with that. So that's fine.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to item number five then, and the approval of Dorsey Community Association to erect a polytunnel on the grounds of the community centre. Janine, do you want to come ahead?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Janine, you're on mute.
It keeps going back on to me. I think that's it now. Can you hear me now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Sorry. Yes, Chair, good news for Dorsey. The paper has referenced that they have secured lottery funding for a polytunnel, and they are therefore requesting to extend their facility management agreement to cover this piece of land that the polytunnel would be situated in. So that's basically the purpose of the paper, and happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just want to propose that.
Okay. And I see Councillor Traynor is happy to second it. Is there anybody, any questions on it? No. You've got it nice and easy, unlike me, Janine, this evening. Item number six. The adoption of the table tennis hire charge for Newry Morningdown District Council Community Centres.
Yes, me again, Chair, members. The University of the Third Age, or U3A, as we know them, our user group within the Dan Rice Hall in Drumminess. They have reported that the charges for use of the room within the community services section are excessive for their group, and they have referenced similar charges that they incur in leisure and sport facilities. So the paper is recommending, Chair, that we adopt, Community Services adopts the leisure and sports charge for table tennis at the reduced amount detailed in section 2.2 of the report.
Okay, thank you, Janine. I see Councillor Traynor has proposed and Councillor Gallagher has seconded. I was asked to speak on this before I was thrown at the deep end, and I know Councillor Mason had asked that you be thanked and the other officers that have been working in liaison with the local groups in the Dan Rice Hall in particular. And she went on to say that the table tennis group in the village provides not just activity for the local elderly residents, but also a safe space for social interaction, and hopefully the council can continue to support them. So on behalf of Councillor Mason, she wished to thank you. So she did. Councillor Gallagher there, come on ahead.
Yeah, no sentiments as well. It's great work. Obviously, the reduced cost. I know a lot of the centres that we're using would be a lot of elderly folks. Money's not the easiest thing to come by. Is there anything at some point that your council could look at, seeing whether certain groups' prices could be reduced to zero at some point in those situations? Because, you know, it's very much focused, you know, I suppose really I come from the background in regards to elderly and getting them out, and anything at all that would be useful in that aspect of it, if that could be looked at some point. But here it's great that price is reduced. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Janine, do you want to come in there?
Yes, Chair, just to say there are a number of concession rates through the pricing schedule for community and leisure, and community does charge a lesser rate, so we're the good guys when it comes to pricing, but definitely we will review it when there are instances that arise, such as this group, where we feel it is probably not equitable, then we seek to address it straight away, but we'll undertake a review in the meantime.
That's lovely, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number seven, the Community Coordination Hub update report.
Yes, Chair, members, this is our monthly report from the Community Coordination Hub. It details funding proposals being considered by the Hub in partnership with DSC, who are providing the money, and AHC has previously approved the workings of this group, the terms of reference, and the agenda that they would work to. So there's a number of proposals detailed within the paper, including youth media, Reconnect Roadshow, mental health projects. We're requesting approval of the action sheet and the funding proposals within it, and also to extend the membership of that group to representation from Department for Communities and also from for PHA. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, nobody seems to be coming forward for any questions, so I just need a proposer and seconder. Okay, so Councillor Walker's happy to propose, with Councillor Traynor coming in to second it. Okay, we'll move on to item number 8, the DA forms update.
Yes, our monthly DEA reports. We have 6 action plans attached for approval this evening.
Okay, so we just need, yeah. Councillor Traynor's happy to propose. And I'm happy to second those. Sorry, or Councillor Walker, whichever. Whoever wants to be taken. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9 then. The service level agreement for the changing rooms.
Yes, Chair. The paper references the scenario with the cricket club in Dromoness at the minute. So currently the cricket club has entered into a service level agreement for council with council for the use of the cricket wicket. And the club is requesting use of the changing facilities within the Dan Rice Hall, and we're proposing, that's obviously managed under community services. So we're proposing in the paper that we would work with the group to develop a service level agreement for use of the changing facilities. The new agreement will allow club representatives to access the facilities on their own, even outside of core operating hours. So hopefully they'll be happy with that proposal. Happy to take any questions.
Yes, Janine, I'm happy to propose that. I know on behalf of Councillor Mason had asked on that, and she was delighted that this agreement was in place. So happy to propose it. And Councillor Traynor come in there to second it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so item number 10, the update report on the provision of logistics support for events.
Logistical support report. Members are aware that logistical support was suspended at the outset of the pandemic. Over recent weeks, we've received some requests from groups looking for support now as community events try to get up and running again. We have met with representatives from Council's Health and Safety Department, because if we reintroduce the logistical support, there will be additional health and safety measures built in for infection control. The paper is proposing a reintroduction of a restricted service from the 15th of September to allow us to get all approvals in place. It would exclude the loan out of the larger gazebos. And we are proposing that we would do that with a review paper back to yourselves in November to look at that last final piece of the service. Again, Chair, happy to answer any questions.
Okay, well, Councillor Hart has a question.
Yeah, it's just on this one, Janine. We have a number of community associations who have events organised, and it's with money from funding, etc., that has to be used. And as you know yourself, all these funding applications and all seem to have timelines. The problem they're having at the minute is most of these are coming up within the next few weeks. So we're trying to see if this could be brought back at somewhat of a quicker pace to allow them to use the funding for whatever it is they've been trying to organise.
Okay. Chair, are you happy for me to come back
yes,
in? The main problems in reintroducing service are that some of the staff still remain on furlough. And reintroducing the service in full, some of the staff remain on furlough, and some aspects of the service would incur overtime costs. And at the minute, community services aren't generating any level of income through the centres. So this is why the proposal is here on a restricted basis. If you're talking about the smaller pieces of equipment and the marquees and gazebos, it's up to members tonight whether you'd be happy to reintroduce that in advance of full council approval at the start of September.
The councillor trainer has a question there.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. I suppose happy to support I suppose the phased reduction again of the logistical support. Just a query I have is, it's why are we not introducing the 13x13 gazebos along with the 10x10? It doesn't seem like a great difference in space. I'm wondering, is there a particular reason why they can't be loaned out at present? Chair.
And Janine, do you want to come in there, Janine, or I have a wee comment to make as well?
I could take the both of them together then, if you want.
So, yes, so really just on the back of what Valerie really has said about community organisations having events arranged, and a lot of these events are now coming, are arranged for the Bank Holiday weekend in August. And really, I was going to put forward as in what Valerie had, that, you know, we knew these events, we knew outdoor events would be happening before indoor events, and, you know, were we not better prepared for it and things like that? But, you know, to support our communities and to get things back to some sort of normality, is there no way of bringing that forward, that date forward, to even allow some of these events to go forward for the Bank Holiday weekend of August?
Okay, so we'll take the both points together then, Chair. In terms of the larger marquees, there is a requirement for those to be erected and dismantled by council staff, sometimes 2 to 3 staff. So that will have a natural impact then on costs for council. The other aspect of that is once the event is over, those marquees will need to be dismantled straight away because of the size of them and the risk of theft or damage. And again, that would incur over time. Most of these events, as you know, are at the weekend and in the evenings. The other aspect of it, as I referred to before, is that as officers, we've been trying to maximise the furlough scheme so that staff costs are kept at a minimum. Our staff are still on furlough, and that's making a reintroduction of the service quite difficult. The last thing, consideration for members this evening is that if we were to reintroduce certain aspects of it, it's what groups we would try to assist, and other groups who had previously requested and refused, perhaps we would have to go back to and offer that service, and we're just not possibly confident that we would have the staff resource to roll it out. But again, Chair, if members this evening are happy to reintroduce the service early and in advance of full council approval, then we can give it our best shot.
Yeah, Michael wants to come in there.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Chair. Look, if the committee is minded to introduce this before the council meeting in September, which ratifies this decision, we can certainly look at doing that for you. We'll see what we can do while still trying to maximise furlough and do all of that. We'll try and accommodate as many groups as we can. So if you're happy to leave that with us as officers, we'll see what we can do, and we'll try and introduce as much as we can before September, and certainly to allow those events to go ahead at that bank holiday weekend. I suppose the proposal is that we're going to try and do this about incurring lots of overtime, as Janine has said, about reduction in income levels, the centre still being closed or pretty much closed. So we're going to do that and try and do this during normal working hours, and as long as the groups can work with us and that, we'll try and work with them, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, I see Councillor Hart is happy to propose that, and I'm more than happy to second that. I know it'll mean a wee bit more work for the officers, and I do apologise, Janine, but I think just, you know, we are here to support, and we do, you know, use do a lot for the community, and I think we need to deliver that, especially to try and get some sort of normal coming out of the situation we're in. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 11. Janine, do you want to come back in there regarding the SLA?
This is the SLA for council. Previously, we had a paper with yourselves, members, request and permission to issue an SLA between council and the two colleges, SRC and SERC, and AHC approved that. Since then, we have had interest from other sections to be included within that service level agreement. So it's very simply an extension to that. We're requesting permission this evening to extend the SLA to cover other council departments.
So I've got a proposal by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Trainor. I'll take there. Any questions? None. So we'll move on then to community planning and wellbeing. Item number 12, Youth Voice for Newry Morning Down. Michael, that's yourself.
Yes, Chair. Sorry.
Okay.
Yep. There's a paper in front of members which is quite detailed. It deals with our Youth Voice, which is an EA initiative, and we have been involved with this and for some time now. There are detailed terms of reference with the EA and others, and a project board has been set up. It's directed by a local project board, and it provides direction to oversees development of the project, ensuring it's progressed in line with agreed objectives. Council officers provide the chair for the meetings, with the Education Authority Youth Service providing sectorial support. And this is an initiative through our community planning partnership. And it's one of those things that we believe is well placed to promote the work of the Youth Voice and to provide a vehicle for statutory and community involved sector partners. So basically, there's quite a lot of detail in there. Council currently supports the Youth Voice by encouraging elected members and officers to engage and support the work. So there are a number of recommendations, Chair, which is that the Council endorse the new Youth Voice initiative and seek to provide support. That the Council accept the terms of reference as detailed in Appendix 1, that the Council agrees that Council officers attend the and chair the Youth Voice, and that Council agree to recommend the Youth Voice to our community planning partners.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Trainor, do you want to come in there? You have a question?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, certainly. Happy to propose it, but also just to really just to highlight that it's important that young people are engaged, especially within council, and making their voice heard on matters which relate to them on a local level. And obviously the previous youth councils that this will now replace were fantastic vehicles to allow young people to bring their opinions into these sorts of facilities and to make decision makers hear them and hear what they had to say. So obviously I 100% endorse this, and coming from a youth work background, 100% endorse this. I've been involved in a youth council previously, and it's just the amount of personal development that has taken place within these sorts of structures for young people is also important. So more than happy to propose this, Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Hina and Councillor Finnegan.
Yes, I second that.
Thanks. Okay.
Sorry, Councillor Gallagher.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Gallagher. Sorry, have I missed item number 12? Sorry, yes, Councillor Gallagher. Sorry, I was looking at Councillor Trainor's question. Sorry, Okay, so we'll move on to item number 13, health and wellbeing. Owen, do you want to come in there?
Thanks, Chair. This first report is a memorandum of understanding between ourselves and DERA regarding regulatory checks on poultry, meat, beef, veal and eggs. And this is work that we've always done. But it's the way that these days we're formalising an MOU, which will just set out the responsibilities, formalise arrangements and provide data sharing. It's work that we already do, and it's within existing estimates and existing resources, so we're just looking for approval that the Chief Executive signs the attached Memorandum of Understanding and the Data Sharing Agreement with DERA.
Okay, so we just need a proposer and seconder. So Councillor Walker's happy to propose. And I'm happy to second that, so I'm. Okay, we'll move on to item number 14. The consultation from DERA calls for evidence and views on the climate change bill.
Thank you, Chair. So the Agriculture and Environment Rural Affairs Committee is currently seeking views from stakeholders on the consequences, etc., of the new climate change bill, which is before the Assembly. And we have returned the response that's attached had to be returned prior to a date. I don't know off top, but it has been returned on the proviso that it would be subject to council approval. So we're just looking for that approval to confirm to the committee that the attached consultation response is okay.
Okay, thank you, Owen. So a proposer and a seconder then. So Councillor Gallagher is happy to propose and will take Councillor Traynor as seconding that. Thank you. Item number 15, the consultation from DERA, the carrier bag levy consultation.
Thank you, Chair. This is very, very similar. This is for DERA is carrying out public consultation on the current carrier bag levy and looking at the views of all sorts of stakeholders. So similarly, we had to return the consultation response again by the required date. Similar to the last report, it's just we're looking for committee approval that we're happy with the attached consultation response.
That's great, thank you. And proposer and seconder then, just for item number 15. Okay, Councillor Gallagher, do you want to come in there? You have a comment?
Yeah, no, I think it's the bane of everybody's lives, the plastic bags aspect of it. I suppose, I wonder from council aspect of it about trying to get more advertisement out there about the use of reusable bags. People seem to have a blasé attitude now towards that, and it's about kind of reconnecting with the community about saying to them, you know, about reusable bags and about plastic bags, that aspect of it, not to be throwing them all away. People seem to think that when they have these heavier bags, it's okay to throw them away. You know, it's a mindset, and I'm wondering if there's anything we as a council can do to kind of re-change that a bit. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Owen, do you want to come in, or do you want to take a question from John as well?
I'll take the other question as well.
Yeah, no problem. Come on in.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I suppose it's on the similar vein to what Councillor Gallagher saying around, you know, as a council, is there anything we can do to advertise or to campaign or to do something on a digital format even to try and reach our residents about the importance of reuse of bags as well? Obviously, one of the things certainly I've seen, and there's reports I think that have been published as well, that say that there's been an increase in the throwing away of the wastage of the larger carrier bags, the 15p bags, the ones that would be the bags for life, which goes against the whole idea behind them. So I think it's maybe a case of, you know, we do need to, as an authority, step up to the mark and try and help to advertise the need of this. So that's all I really wanted to say, Chair.
No problem.
Chair, just in response to both of those, then we're quite happy. Yes, we will have messages that we put out. You know, we have our environmental awareness officers who would put that message out anyway, but we can arrange now after this meeting that we'll look at doing a bit of promotion on our social media channels to that regard. Just, I suppose, on the back of this report.
That's great. Thank you. So then that's Councillor Gallagher having proposed and Councillor Traynor happy to say. Thank you. Item number 16, service level agreement in relation to the affordable warmth scheme.
Thanks, Chair. Members will be aware that our department or the council deliver the affordable warmth scheme in partnership with the Department for Communities and the Housing Executive. We have a new service level agreement this year, which is reflecting a change in the numbers that we're allowed to refer. As members may also recall, we also administer the scheme on behalf of Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon area. So this SLA is reflecting a change that we will be required to refer 30 plus or minus 3 dwellings per month for each of those council districts until the end of March 2022. So we're just looking for approval that committee approve the signing of the attached SLA.
Okay, thank you, Owen. Councillor Finnegan is happy to propose, and she's a comment to make as well.
Yeah, no, happy to propose. I think I just wanted to make a comment that to say, I believe how well the Communities Minister has done throughout the whole COVID period, and especially with the Affordable Warmth Scheme, recognising the importance for those with low income houses and those who need it. I also want to address that I was very, very happy to see after bringing it up in one of the other AHC meetings that the Communities Minister has risen the threshold from, I think it's 30,000 to 33,000, and they no longer take means tested benefits like DLA, personal independence payment, and attendance allowance into consideration as income. So I was really happy to see that, but yeah, very happy to propose. Thank you.
That's great. Councillor Traynor.
Thank you, Chair. And I suppose, in similar vein, Communities Minister, it was brilliant to see the threshold raised. Unfortunately, one good doesn't outdo bad, and there are some flaws with the scheme that the Minister may want to look at, and I think we as a Council need to write to the Minister in relation to these flaws. For example, the scheme itself is there's allocated funding on an equal basis for all councils, which doesn't necessarily target the actual need that's possibly out there with regards to some areas that would maybe see more of a need than some other areas. There's also an issue around I suppose now that we do have this raising of the threshold, there are a number of people who have been missed out previously. Are council going to go back now to all those people who are underneath the threshold and invite them into the scheme? Are they going to look at those referrals again? Has council retained that information? And can they do that? And how quickly can they do that? You know, it's great, 100% threshold, and the fact that it's been raised is great. But now there's some practical issues, I think, that we have to kind of face up to. And the fact is, there's many people who will have missed out in the years up until the threshold was brought in. And from what I've been told, the threshold only came into play in July. So we're going back a few years now on people who have missed out. But the big thing is maybe writing to the Minister and asking, can there be a review of how the allocated funding is given out, you know, and should we not be targeting areas of need as opposed to just blanketly giving funds out each council and asking for 33 referrals a month. Some areas might be able to make that, some areas might not, some areas may not have even scratched the surface of what their target need would have been through the reports that were given through University of Ulster. And I think that our council is maybe one of those areas where we probably haven't even scratched the surface. So that's all I would have to put into this, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Just if you wanted me to comment on that, Councillor Traynor's point, yes, it's very true, and it's been made numerous times. Say when this scheme came in 9 years or so ago, it was applied equally across the whole Northern Ireland, but the need, I should say, is very different from council to council, but it is still the case that the SLA is the same for every council, so there are councils that it would be in a lot less need than our own council area, which also get referring, say it's 30 plus or minus 3, so 33 at the maximum. The other point I think, Councillor Finnegan, it's the threshold has gone up to 23 from 20, not 33 from 30. And so the other aspect, sorry, of Councillor Traynor about the people who may have missed out. Since we knew that this was a possibility that was going to happen, we have been keeping records of the borderline cases. Now that might only go back a year, maybe around about a year. So there is potential for those people who just missed out who were on, you know, over 20 at that time, but under 23. So we will be trying to reach out to those people again. But yes, you're probably right. There will have been people that have missed out in the past because of this, but we were stuck within the parameters that we had. And it has been raised with DFC in numerous meetings about that exact issue and how that is looked at. Because as you say, if people just haven't been contacted by us or, you know, during that time scale, it is possible that they have been missed. So.
Sure, my proposal would still stand then that we write to the Minister ask the Minister to review how the funding is allocated, and I'd put that as a proposal to the committee now.
So we just need a seconder for that proposal?
Yeah,
I'm going in as, sorry.
Proposal then for the church, for the
and if That's great. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 17, notice of motion, discounted use of council facilities for NHS workers. Paul, do you want to come in?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Members will recall that in June, passed a notice of motion was passed to AHC committee to consider discounted use of facilities for NHS workers. You'll see through the recommendation of this report, we have reviewed council's corporate membership as part of this process, and within that included a discounted membership for NHS workers for 50% for a period of 12 months, commencing once we're ratified, commencing on the 1st of October for that 12-month period, so up until the 30th of September 2022. So I suppose we're just looking at approval from the committee to progress with the reviewed corporate membership, which includes the 50% discount.
Okay. We have a proposal from Councillor Walker and seconded by Councillor Sharvin, but Councillor Walker, do you want to come in there?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm privileged to propose this paper. This motion was presented by Councillor Glenn Hanna, and I did receive unanimous support, but I want to also pay tribute to council officials who have worked on this paper. You know, this is sending out a strong message, and in the district, I think as well, that we're fully behind and supportive of our health workers within the district through the COVID-19 crisis we had. And you know, it's just giving a bit back to health workers in the district. So I'm privileged to propose this paper. And once again, I want to thank officers on the speedy way they've worked on it and brought it forward.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. And as I said, Councillor Sharvin had seconded that. So we did. Okay, so we'll move on. Items number 18 to 25 are for noting, unless anybody has anything to they want to raise. I just need a proposer and seconder for them.
Proposer.
Thank you. So Councillor Traynor, Councillor Gallagher, Traynor, happy to propose and second. Okay, so the items number 26 to 30, 33 are items deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act NI 2014. So we just need a proposer and seconder to go into committee. Oh, yes, sorry. So items 26 to 33 deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act NI 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be resolution may be excluded during this item of business. Okay, so I just need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Okay, so Councillor Gallagher, no?
Yeah, Gallagher.
Traynor? Okay, thank you. Yes, no problem. Okay, thank you, Sarah. The following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item number 26, financial assistance. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to approve the Call 3 report on panel outcomes for the themes outlined in Section 1, including the recommendations around the COVID transition budget, letter of offer to be issued in line with the panel decision for the pre-letter of offer condition as outlined in Section 1 of the officer's report. Note the appeals panel outcome to have a new theme in 2022 and 2023 period for community minor capital items, to reallocate the community capital budget to the community centre upgrades budget. Item 27, approval for Sure Start South Armagh to rent office space for 1 year at Bessborough Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Traynor, seconded by Councillor Walker, to approve Sure Start South Armagh to rent office space for 1 year at Bessborough Community Centre to proceed with the lease agreement by Council's legal team. Item 28, license agreement with Cozy Corner Playgroup across McLean Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Traynor, that the Council submit an application to the Department for Communities via the Community Asset Transfer process to seek approval to hold off charging an annual rate to Cozy Corner Playgroup Cross McLean until the next financial year. Item number 29, lease arrangements. Land at Hilltown Youth Club. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Traynor, not to pursue the renewal of lease agreements for land from the trustees of Hilltown Youth Club. Item number 30, upgrade works McParland Park, Newry. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to upgrade works to a sum as set out in the officer's report at McParland Park, Newry, to address the health and safety issues outlined in the independent play audit for the park as per Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Agree the business case for the above works as per Appendix 2 of the officer's report in line with Council's procurement policy. Item 31, Kilkee Leisure Centre Capital Project. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to carry out essential and enhancement works for Kilkee Leisure Centre at a cost as outlined within the officer's report. Approve the business case for the project as per Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 32, business case minor work scheme at Clockray Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to approve the business case as attached to the officer's report for the upgrade work at the Clockray Community Centre. Approve to procure and appoint a consultant to complete the survey, including a bill of quantities. Approve to appoint and procure a contractor to carry out the necessary works. And item number 33, leasing of council land and facilities, expression of interest. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Traynor, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, to note the below expressions of interest received for the leasing of council land and facilities have now successfully completed stage 2 of Council Sport and Community Leasing Policy 2016, and a report will be tabled at Council Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee recommending approval to lease the below lands and facilities as per stage 3 of the policy. Muir Hill Quarry adjacent to Newry Recycling Centre, Derry Lackey Field and land adjacent to the Derry Lackey Playing Fields, Generator House adjacent to the Yacht Club in Newcastle, Bourne Village Green Field or land adjacent to Play Park and Community Centre at Bourne, the Drumminess Cricket Pitch and the Drumminess Soccer Hall, which are both adjacent to the Dan Rice Memorial Hall in Drumminess. And that's us for this evening, folks. Thank you. Come on ahead, Michael.
Thank you, Chair. Due to the current legislative uncertainty around remote meetings and the restrictions on indoor gatherings, the Chief Executive also agrees tonight to exercise her delegated authority under standing orders to implement the resolution of the committee once ratified by the Council, subject to any conflict of interest or legal advice that the decision is unlawful. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Stay at home, everybody that's in the chamber, and thanks, everybody, for linking in.